Thank you. And for the record, Jim had to just take a call. He's leaving. Danny left this morning sick, but we still have a quorum, and we are here. Mr. Nosalek, let's look at the first parcel we have. Okay.
445.
Tell me. Okay, I've got that in front of me.
It would, that's the second one. It was probably easiest, sir, to talk about all three of them. They're all in Fall Creek RV Estate area.
Okay, help me out, because I only have two listed, lady.
Okay, one of them is actually two lots that, for tax purposes, has been combined.
Okay.
But legally, physically, there's still two separate lots.
Okay.
And that's at the 445 address, and I have a house that encumbers both lots on that.
Okay, I'm at 445.
Yes, sir.
Lots 61 and 62.
Right.
Okay.
And then the third one would be at 316 Sunshine, which is about two blocks away, still in the same subdivision. So as you talk about one, they're all three of them are pretty much the same situation.
Okay, I need some...
All right.
I need some help, girls.
I think so.
Okay, the
actually
that would be 316, and then the other one under Nosalek would be 445.
Both of them say 445. Yeah, that's right. Just his mailing address, right?
Here's the property address.
If you'd like to see it, I've got handouts with the beacon overhead on it. Or if you want to just go with that.
We're going to use whatever you have for us to look at, sir.
Okay, just... Unfortunately, I don't have quite enough, but Mr. Strahan would like one.
We can share up here if you want to hold on to one.
Okay, I've got one for myself,
okay.
So I'll be one short. Okay?
We'll look right here.
All right, I'm sorry about that. Said I'd hoped to have an overhead for you on that, but had a little family disaster this week and wasn't able to get it together, so...
We are ready when you are.
Okay, let's talk about 445 Monarch first. This is 316 that she has up here. 44 Monarch is basically two lots been combined. Both lots are 45 by 64.11 feet. Combined, it'd be 90 by 64.11 feet. The problem is, when you come in and look at an appraised value on it, is assessor's appraised value is $40,000. This is $40,000 on 5,448 square feet. Comes out to about $7.29 a square foot on valuation. This is getting pretty high even for commercial property on the evaluation on it. Then also talking about 316, on 316 has 3,150 square feet with a tax valuation on it of $22,500. That comes out $7.39 a square foot. Now, I know, and I've talked to Mr. Strahan, it's been probably a year or two ago about it. Situation is, this is Fall Creek RV Estates. It's unique in the city limits of Branson that they do allow RVs, owner lot RVs, and you can park it overnight, you can park for a month, you can leave it for a year. Then you have, such as you're looking at here with the park model that has added on to it, you have permanent residents of RVs and large, almost all of the park models have been added on to. So you have basically two kinds of lots in here. You have lots with park models, with build-ons, plus lots with double wides on it, which is my case on 445. Then you have the RV lots. The RV lots, when they are sold, yes, they are being sold between $20,000 and $30,000 at the present time for lots similar to the size that I have. But once you put, you know, a permanent structure on there, and in my case, a HUD-certified double wide with block foundation on it, it's permanent. then you're talking about a different creature. And to evaluate it at that kind of price and to compare it to only lots that's being sold in there are strictly RV lots. Now, National Campground Association, which I was a member of for about 8 years up to 2003, will tell you to create an RV lot, you can figure on $10,000 to $15,000 just to create the RV lot. So I guess my main contention is that comparing an RV lot, which if you go back on an MSL report, see what lots have been sold for, the only lots in there that have sold within any reasonable amount of time has been just that, an RV lot. Everything else that's sold has been resident plus the lot. So it becomes kind of difficult to determine what the value is of the lot itself. And it's only the lot that I'm in concern with, not the total value, which would be the residence and lot. One of the best comparisons I've got is Point Royal. Point Royal, majority of it is within 1/2 mile of my residence. I think all of you are familiar with it. It's a large gated community. It has about a mile of lakefront. It has golf course. It has swimming pools. Has a $3 million golf course, etc. The average lot, and I took a total of 383 lots out of Point Royal and figured the average square footage for property or land only, not residence, that came out in root mean square of $3.93 a square foot. This is a lot more reasonable for a residential lot than is $7.29. And in comparing out around, for an example, Dick's Five and Dime is evaluated at $3 a square foot just for the land. Then also, in the very close proximity, back to joining the RV estates, you have the Pantry, which is a quick stop on Highway 165 between Point Royal and Diamond Resort or Fall Creek Estates. And their property on the tax rolls is evaluated at $1.06 a square foot, which is commercial. Then you can go to the resort itself, which we adjoin, and the resort itself, who was in here this morning, Diamond, if you recall, and you gave them a 45-55 split. Well, they have about 8.5 acres, and if you figure it out per square foot, their evaluation is 66 cents a square foot. Part of that's residential, part of that's commercial. So that's basically where I'm at. I think it's over-evaluated, and I also believe that there is an error in the fact that lots that are strictly RV lots, not necessarily residential lots, is what's being used to compare my property and the value. I opened it up.
Well, and on the parcel of property, let's start with the one. Let me get this right.
If we start with the first one, is that 316 Sunshine?
The one on Sunshine, which would be that one. There you go.
Set.
316. Now that one is presently evaluated at 22.5, which I'm also not real sure why that lot should be evaluated more than 90% of the lots in that area. It's $2,500 more than the majority of the lots in there.
The total assessed value is what, 29,626?
29, but that's for the park model, and it's only the land that I'm in reference to. Now, you got to remember, and James, jump me here if I'm wrong, but on RVs, and which park model is an RV, then you go by kind of the blue book price, right?
That's correct.
And that changes every year. So that automatically comes down. But this is kind of like a house. Even though the blue book value comes down, I'll guarantee you if it's taken care of, that value doesn't come down to that rate. It stays up there. But by law, again, James, correct me if I'm wrong, but by law, he has to evaluate the structure itself according to a trailer house or an RV type of new build price.
I think first thing we need to go into is Dan's testimony here, and then I want him to tell me why I should differ. First thing, your value hadn't changed over the last 3 or 4 years, has it? Had it stayed pretty steady?
What you've had in appraisal that has stayed pretty steady over the last 3 or 4 years.
And didn't increase this year?
Not increase this year.
Okay. And the reason the value of those lots are put like they are, and taking into consideration RV lots versus, I have lots of sales out there. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 directly in that RV area. But the most recent, I have a 30,000 in 2010, August of 2010. I have a 35,000 in July of 2010, and a 35,000 July of 9. That is all vacant.
Okay.
And so, in testimony of a residential lot ought to be $10,000 or so less, we have those lots on for $22,500, and if you take the $40,000 and take into consideration it's two lots, we just have them on for $20,000 apiece. So in trying to agree somewhat with what you have told this board, Dan, we have done exactly as you have suggested. Not knowingly, but just by looking at the numbers.
Right.
And then comparing them to Point Royale lots, we've got to remember the Point Royale lots are approximately three times the size if you go into the square footage of each lot. I know where those houses sit and where those lots sold. Some of those lots sold for $30,000, but they had 6,000 and 7,000, I think 8,000 square feet is the minimum they can have in those lots. So back to the square foot cost numbers. But that's the only thing I've got to say to the board. I have those sales, and I just hurriedly arrayed them up here.
Like I say, I'll agree with you that yes, lots have sold, and I'm sure you've got the MLS printed out. I've got them here, and I provided you with some that they did sell for that kind of money. But the fact is, they're an RV lot. They're not a vacant lot. They've been improved. They have electric. They have sewer. They've been landscaped. Most of them will have a shed on it. They have a full concrete pad set up strictly for an RV to come in and sell on that lot. And so that has a valuation in there, and also it's kind of, to me, a supply and demand. There's only three places in Taney County you can do that. One is Big Bear, one is Forbes Park, and one is RV Estates. And it's the only one inside the city limits of Branson that you can park an RV other than KOA camps or something of this type, where you actually own the lot. So it's kind of a supply and demand that an RV lot in there does demand more money. But once you establish a full residence on it, I don't believe it should be equal or considered equal to an RV lot.
Well, we haven't done that. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Yeah, I thought, did you say earlier that it costs about $10,000 to make
$15,000
to make a lot into an RV lot?
Yeah, that's if you own the land. That's what National Campground Association considers it cost to create an RV lot.
And James, if you got sales in there from 30 to...
I got 35 and a 30 would be the ones I would pick out as being...
So I guess that's where I'm confused. If we've got RV sales for 35 and we subtract that 15,000, 10 to 15,000...
Mm-hmm.
To make it
it's
an RV
20, 20 to 30 or 35. They are and have not been any, no, I take it back, there's 3 or 4 actual vacant lots in there, but they haven't sold or transferred, as far as my knowledge, in the last 8 years that I've been there. there has been several RV lots. One that's improved and set up for RV and is sold as a vacation lot to park your RV on.
Okay. And what did it sell for?
Pardon me?
What did it sell for?
The ones with, for the RVs, I agree, $20,000-$30,000 is what they have sold for, yes. However, there's some that have been sitting there quite a while, too, that have not sold.
You had mentioned the amenities, concrete pads, utilities,
yes, sir.
Sewer. Does this lot not have any of those?
Which lot? The one I'm on?
Yes, sir.
It does, but same as all residential lots. I mean, any residential, you know, should I compare my home on a concrete foundation, permanent? The only way the lot's going to be sold if a tornado or a fire takes the whole structure off. You know, I can't calculate that my residential lot should be any different than the surrounding residential lots. And you talk about amenities. For years, RV Estates was part of Sunterra, Fall Creek Resort, Diamond Resort. That's no longer true. It's a subdivision within itself now. We have no amenities such as swimming pool, box, clubhouse, anything of this type. Still, yeah, even though, as James says, we're talking about bigger lots, you look at Port Royal, the prices and the average of the vacant lots off a recent MLS, and these houses have been on the market 500 to 700 days. That's not sold in Port Royal. You got a $3.5 million clubhouse. You got a golf course on the back side. You got a lake right there. You got tennis courts. You got swimming pools. You got everything to go along with that. Plus $1,500-$1,600 a year in fees belong there. So here I am. I'm paying more than most commercial lots are in the county for mine because it's being compared to an RV lot. So we can compare everybody. Also, when you look at Diamond Resort, when they came in this morning and they got their 45-50 split on it, well, then let's take their vacant land that they have there, then they should be evaluated the same as mine is, at $7 a square foot. They're going to lose money on what they did this morning by getting declared residential. Like I say, the main thing I think here is that we have a residential that's being compared to an RV lot. And my main thing that they are not the same.
Let me ask you a question to James. James, are there other individuals using these lots for residences? And are they all appraised at the same?
I'm sure they are. I don't know why we would appraise them any different.
I can answer that for you, right from the moment.
Sure.
There's 250 lots in there. I would say that probably 60-70% have park models with add-ons in it. The rest of them are RV lots only. Three or four are totally vacant lots, have not been built on, and probably never will be built on because of terrain, etc. Full-time residents, there is either people living in it full-time or they have a park model that's been added on to. This is mine. This is a double wide. It's not going anywhere. This is a double wide. These are all park models that's been added on to. And when you look here, you come up with the RV lot. And that RV lot will sell at present time. I'm not arguing with James on that. It will sell $20,000 to $30,000.
Well, what he's showing is the three comparables he has are 30,000, 35, and 35. My question is, are those others that are full-time residents, is their land valued the same, or is it valued
much?
No,
they're not.
They're not.
I'll answer that.
Okay.
Those were valued by the state at front foot value originally. Some of those lots are still on at that front foot value. They take so much per front foot times a depth factor, and that was the way the state said in 1986 to value those lots. But then there's areas where plenty of sales has come in to establish a value of say, 20,000 or neighborhoods of 20,000, and that's where we come up with these values for these lots. If you check his neighboring lot, I would hope that it would be $20,000.
Almost all of them, give or take 10%, almost everything in there is either 20 or 22.5.
Right.
I'm not quite sure why my other lot is 22.5 versus 20,000.
It probably should be 20,000, I will say that.
That's a 316 lot.
But the only thing would be size.
Yeah, it looks like all around the—
what's the one to the right of it up there?
This one has now been changed, turned into an RV lot.
Okay.
You got to remember, these are, running about 8-9 years old now.
Yeah, and the earlier part's even newer than that. Older than that, lots older.
See, this one's been extended on to— it was just a park model. It has a major extension on it now. This is one of the very few remaining totally empty lots that's in there. However, there's only about 20 feet of that much on the front side of it, then in the raw hog 10 foot to the back side of it. And when you're only talking about probably 45 foot at the most front to back, you have nothing really to go on.
Which is your lot there that we're talking about, Dan?
This one right here, sir.
Click on the one that you've got the color on. What is that?
Oh, okay.
No, on a— yes.
Okay. And if you go back to I'm sure you'll find this was two lots. I don't know whether they combined those legally or not.
We might not have yet.
But originally, he had them assessed at the same.
Yeah, it should be 40.
So 22, okay.
Yeah.
But you got on 20.
22.5, we haven't combined it up yet. How long had it been there like that?
No, James, that one you are showing combined. Because I know 90 foot wide would have to be—
right, it'd have to be combined. It'd have to be 45.
Okay, so this one's been combined. So here's a comparison on mine. This one has been combined in 22.5 for twice the lottage that I have.
Okay, let's go back and click on his for me.
And mine's 40,000 for two lots. Where that one was a single lot, two lots combined legally, I guess, into one. I had reasons not to. I'm not sure it was wise or not, but I had reasons not to legally combine them. They are encumbered since I have a home straddling both lots.
Well, Dan, I know you didn't want to talk, but what about total value? What are
right?
we looking at on total value where your double wide sets?
Well, my double wide sets, are we talking about residence and land?
Yeah, what are we below what you consider total value is?
Not on the land, you're well above it.
I'm talking about on the total value.
81,193. Probably in the ballpark. Maybe, I've got more than that into it. It'd have to be close to 100 on that.
But now up on the other one, we have a little.
Yeah, you got, about 650 square feet, I think.
And we've got a 30,000 value. Is that considered low or high?
The valuation of the structure is probably low, but then again, you're locked into that blue book price again.
So you said,
I think if you look on my house, I think you have it at 40-some thousand for the structure.
41,193.
41. I guarantee you can't touch, that house anyplace else for that.
So you're saying that you probably got— it's probably valued for at least 100 on that?
Yeah. Now, originally, those two lots there, I paid $5,000 for one lot in 2003, someplace in that time. $5,000 for one, I paid $15,000 for the other. And 2007, the 316 lot, I bought the whole thing for $40,000.
Well, I guess I'm a little confused. If we've got the total value set at
81.
I guess I just don't understand what you're arguing. Now, do you want us to set the improvements to 80
no.
and the land to 20?
No. Here's the thing, and James, again, back on you on this.
It's a blue book price. James has to go with that blue book price because it's a manufactured home. Now, then, in this particular case, I would not sell that house for $40,000, which he has evaluated at. It's worth a lot more than that.
Okay.
But he's stuck with that price. He doesn't go out and appraise that house. He goes to the book, and that book tells him what the value of that place is, and it goes down.
James,
I see what you're saying.
As the Board of Equalization, we're supposed to find value of property, correct?
Yes.
That, Ron, and Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, when we went to that workshop for the Board of Equalization, I never heard a word about a blue book. I just heard about fair market value, what a buyer would pay and a seller would take as value. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm sorry, I've got a bad background.
All right, so in that case, I don't feel compelled by my, what I'm supposed to do is Board of Equalization, pay attention to the blue book. So if Mr.
Well,
Osaic,
it ain't really the blue book per se.
If the place is worth $100,000, $80,000, $70,000, pick a number, it doesn't amount to hell of beans to me what the improvement value is, what the land value is, as long as that total price is right. If you want the land, did you say those lots at $10,000 or $15,000?
Yeah.
We can lower them to $10,000 apiece, that's $20,000, and then raise his house to $60,000, and nothing will change.
I think I understand.
May I interrupt this a second?
Sure.
And James, follow in on this.
I understand.
My understanding is James does not have a choice.
That's right, but we're the Board of Equalization, we do.
I cannot see, and I would protest that, I mean, I would feel it, that you cannot set a higher valuation on the structure than the state allows. So you can't come in, my opinion, and I'm open for debate and argument, it's my opinion that you cannot establish a higher rate than the state law sets on that structure itself. You can't make up for that difference of what you think the house is worth by increasing the price of the land, because then you're overriding what the state has said the value of the structure is.
Well, I don't think we've done that in this case, but there's a little confusion going on here on what blue book would mean. Now, when you go blue book, you're talking of RVs. When you go double-wide mobile homes versus single-wide mobile homes that has been set on permit structure, they're valued differently, Dan.
Okay.
They're not nailed to a blue book value.
I thought double-wide were. Huh?
No, they're not.
Okay.
County-wide, they're not. Because it's in an RV park is the only RV attachment to your property.
Okay.
It's not the same double wide setting out at Kirbyville is treated as a double wide mobile home.
Right.
And this same mobile home throughout the county is evaluated the same way. Now then, yes, you're correct on saying what an RV is valued at. It is a blue book NADA value.
Okay, I thought that RVs, trailer houses, double wide, manufactured homes all fell underneath that.
No, it does not. Just the pull type trailers that you have to license. That's where you get into your RV blue book value, if you have to license it to put it on the road. Double wide you don't, single wide you don't. These little 12-foot camping trailers, you have the authority to license.
Well, actually, the difference between an RV and a mobile home is the sticker, the little emblem that's on the side.
You're right.
That emblem, it's not an RV.
But as far as tying values, we're not tied to values through the Blue Book other than what Dan's referring to. Where it really hit home here was Yogi Bear Park. Yogi Bear started the whole thing, and we hope it's healed the whole thing.
And even at that, at today's market, even though I say I've got that much into it, the house across the street from me has been for sale for 3 years at $49,000, and it has not sold.
Is it a double wide?
It's a park.
I thought I took it.
It's a little over half what I've got. I only have 1,250 square feet in this house. Actually, 1,200
yes.
square feet.
That's the second one?
Yes.
It's small. 40 by 30.
I found some of those RV lots, figured up the value of those at a square foot basis. I picked two at random. One came to $632 a foot. One came to $652 a foot. I would not be opposed to lowering to his lots to about 6 1/4 a foot. So at least on the one, the 0890 lot, on the other one, I don't know the favor of lowering it. But the one, he probably has a point.
At the 22.5?
That lot, lowered it. Do them both. I mean, that would be my opinion. Do them both. All three lots, the 0890, the 0896, and that one has two lots technically, lower than 6 1/4 a foot.
I'm showing the picture of the same on both. Is there a reason for that when I click on these?
Which it brings the one lot to about 19,000.
Oh, 29,620.
I didn't figure it.
Times how much?
6 1/4.
36,000 even.
Well, I guess I would have a hard time lowering something that's already below what you believe the fair market value is.
It's I think we're talking two different things. What's fair market value of the land? What's fair market value of the structure?
Is that permanent?
If that burned down, if that blew away, I would say that those two lots were $21,000, $22,000
a month. Is that structure permanent on the...
Yes, sir.
It's permanent, but it's not declared a resident by Missouri state statute. The assessor has the ability to declare a double-wide mobile home as a residence if he can determine that it's on a fixed foundation, one. If it has totally been restructured as to not to carry the outward appearances of a double-wide mobile home. And that is, and I can't quote the statute, but I signed many of those for the bank, declaring where they put an old single-wide in the center and they'll build this beautiful house around it. And all of a sudden the banks won't finance because they know that single-wide's in the center. So the statutes and good wisdom, infinite wisdom there, they decided that the assessor could say this is a permanent structure residence by declaring that mobile home there, but it's totally been redone. And we have the same power with double wides, and we often do. But as far as just having a block foundation, that's not declaring it a residence by statute.
Also on that 445 property, that's an increase in valuation from $15,000 to $45,000. You know, at one lump sum, one time. Why didn't I come in and protest it at that time? Kind of an ignorance. Why didn't I come in and protest that afterwards? I worked for the county, and I chose not to. I agree. I think it's a tough decision. I mean, like I say, my whole problem is it's being compared to something that's not. And by going with all the surrounding property around it, the going rate is about $3.93, $4 a square foot on property, which would put the evaluation on those lots at about $11,000 to $12,000. For each one. I cannot see why that property should exceed the largest percentage of commercial property in the county, including those that adjoin it and touch it, and also to almost double the property that's within a half a mile of it that is an exclusive closed-gated resort with amenities. And you pay to live there. How can you compare them? Not an easy one, Jim.
Well, I've heard what a bunch on this. We'll come back to the land. Would you go to the other parcel, please? That is at 29.
Just type in those all. I'll show you which one it is.
I couldn't get the map on that one.
That's 445. You want that one, didn't you, Mr. Calder?
Are you wanting the map or what?
Type in those all there if you will. The one just under Band, not Lee at the top. That's one you need there.
There you go. Okay, well, first my question was, the picture's the same for both, but... okay, that's it on the corner there?
Yes, sir. It's about 5,300 square feet.
And that's a... Okay, if I'm, I think I'm looking at the right place there.
It's a parking lot.
That's
what?
An 8-part model that's been added on to, and the tax base valuation on it is 12.5. Which I believe Mr. Strahan also agreed it probably ought to be at most the same as the other two.
You mean 22?
22.5, I'm sorry. 22.5.
I'd recommend a recommendation to this board to put that land value at 20,000 as not to affect the total value in such a drastic way and be more comparable to the neighboring lots.
But if, for if, this particular parcel, your recommendation is to move it from 22.5 on the land value to 20?
Yes, because the rest of it, I'm assuming, is at 20 by Mr. Nofelix's testimony. I'm going by his testimony.
I'll take the extra $2,500, but I'm still asking for more. That I appreciate.
Well, the recommendation is to lower the land value on this particular parcel, which I see is property number 0890, to 20,000 even. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? More questions, gentlemen?
Let me just say that the difference between that 6.25 I suggested and James's 20,000 is $312.50. So it's pretty close.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Now that's land value only.
I'm sorry, was that a motion to make it 635 square foot?
No.
Deduct, 20, no. Okay. Deduct to 20,000. Deduct 2,500.
And I can't make a recommendation on the other because that jeopardizes every taxpayer in the county if they have, the state would happen to draw it out and run a study on it. That would put us just farther away from compliancy.
Down to second.
Must have found out I bought a watermelon off that lady there that just left here.
Okay, and the other parcel shows the land at the same for both lots, 20 each. Is that how I'm reading this, James?
That's correct.
Okay. Gentlemen, what are your druthers?
I think I'd probably follow the assessor's recommendation of not changing it.
Nathan, your thoughts?
It's a number shuffle. So if Dan is if Dan is pleased with the total, not caring how we get there, then I probably would go along with the assessor.
He does care, though, in defense of Mr. Nasalic. He's arguing the land value.
We're talking about ourselves right now. I know he cares.
We were charged with establishing fair market value by the state just a few weeks ago when we attended class, and I understand your comments. Is that you or was it Nate that made those earlier? One of you. About going to school?
Oh, that was me. I don't want to show off that I did know
that. Or I didn't show your gray card.
I knew you weren't asleep.
Yeah, show your gray card then.
Then, gentlemen, in order for Mr. Nasalic to move forward to go to the State Tax Commission, we're going to have a motion to deny, if that's your druthers. He can go no matter what, whether it be approved or not approved. So, but we need a decision.
On 0896?
Yes, sir.
I would motion to deny.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the request of appeal number 0896. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. And they're going to send that to you in writing so that you have that, along with the information to contact the State Tax Commission. Both website and numbers, I believe, is what the ladies will be sending. And I think, well, you probably already know, that's not a difficult task to do, but...
Okay, and in fairness to you, I understand your decision. I think it was a very tough decision, but I will repeat it. Just trying to establish the fact that there is a difference and that my lot should be compared more favorably to Fort Royal or even less than Fort Royal, that comparing to against the RV lots and less than the commercial lots that are in that area is not right.
Personally, yeah, I'll be very interested in what they have to say, so that'll have bearing in the future.
Do we have a way to find out?
I'll let you know.
You'll let us know.
Okay. Or I'll be the first one that may get a reduced knocking on James's door, too.
See?
All his neighbors will be there, too.
Yeah, that's kind of scary there, isn't it?
No, that's all right.
That's part of it, I think. Thank you for your time. Thank you, sir. Let's go back if we have just a few minutes, or can we take a look at some that we held back today, or do you want to wait to bring those up tomorrow?
Yes.
So those two or three big ones.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wait for.
Back in here. He's gone.
But we don't care. Saturday is not a bad day for us. You don't have to be here.
Why don't we show up 30 minutes early on Monday? Oh, you guys got the
county commission, and I mean we are jammed on Monday. We're starting early and probably finishing late, but I'll try not to. Well, we'll just work through the noon hours. Let's review which ones were held so that I can mark, if you ladies will bear with me for that long. On the first page, I think it was number 2, Gordon Elliott, the Eagles End. And the next one I show, although I may have missed one by jumping so far, is the 11 o'clock for the Welk Resort Group. 0353. That's a big one. And I'm looking at CPG Finance 0216. That was at 145. Which one was that?
Meadows Mall.
Meadows Mall.
Were we close to that, guys? Were we?
Oh, no.
No?
Neither one of them. He said $5 million apiece.
Actually, his income approach on the second property supports 8.4 million.
Right.
The other way he went about it was 6.8.
Well, he used the same, that was using the same
methodology
for the previous one, the factory merchant loan. My argument would be is if he wants, if he's saying it's worth 8.4, and but they actually own that land, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other one is on leased land.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had the land on at 1 point. Yeah, 1.4.
Well, 1.4 plus 8.4 would be 9.8, and James is at 10.350.
Yeah.
Am I stating that wrong, James? Was land?
I think he was including the land.
On his 8.4?
Mm-hmm.
Income approach?
If you use an income approach, most of the time you take into consideration the...
Either way.
The amenities and the parking lot and the common.
Okay.
Sometimes on a motel where there's excess land is where they come up with a land value tag to an income approach.
So are you saying you want to go down 8.4?
I think James was pretty solid where he was at, weren't you, James? Or am I wrong?
That's what I...
It hadn't changed much since they appealed it in 09. And the BOE said it, and Tom was totally pleased with it when he left here.
I'm just asking what's...
I didn't feel real inclined to lower it when he was here.
Huh.
I didn't feel real inclined to change it when he was here.
I think James is a good argument, and he's arguing against me. I wanted to leave it at 10. You're arguing against me, I thought.
No, I'm not arguing against you.
James was looking at that 9.5, I'm pretty sure. I was looking at it. I was just trying to... We'll leave it there. If that's the case, gentlemen, I would accept a motion to deny.
Send it on. That's not a problem.
I would move that regarding BOE number 0216, that we deny his request.
I would second.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny appeal number 0216. Discussion?
Wait. Is that right? Is that the right BOE number?
Yes. Okay. That means we would be leaving the value totally at $10,350,000. All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay.
130, you didn't have it. You knew that when they didn't answer their phone.
That was the Carrie Lawing. So can we reschedule that for another call, do you think? Give them a chance? No?
Sure.
How about tomorrow morning? Since we're coming in tomorrow morning, we want to do it then?
Christy can do that in the morning.
Christy, could you take care of that one?
No.
That's, that was the answer.
She's going to get a vote on this one.
All right. Then we had a Reynolds that we wrote in that was a hold.
Yes.
I'd like to go back to that. Because all I have is the property numbers, and I obviously didn't write anything. I must.
What was it?
18-1. Let me see if I can find it here.
It's a BOE number 2011-060-116.
That's not.
River Point State.
What time?
It was at 2:30. It was a write-in. It's not there because we doubled up.
We talked, didn't we? Didn't we talk to him on the phone?
Yes, we did. Can you find that number, or is that it? You've already got it up there. It's not, right?
Phone number?
No.
Oh. What number are you looking for? Property?
Here it is. I wrote it down.
I better not lock my watermelon in my office. There'll be a break-in. Catch a yellow one.
Oh, you bet.
That doesn't mean I'm right.
I know.
They're just kind of smooth.
It's 001, then 009. 009? Okay. Then dot
01. I can't do it.
Okay.
How big mouth can you read?
I don't know. Why do you know?
Would it be possible to sometime during the week, next week, that you all can make up us a list of properties that are on hold? And this is it here. It was River Point Estates. Can you scroll down? What that? That's River Point Estates.
Yep.
Condos.
I think it needs denied myself.
He said there was a 19% increase over last year.
But we've also had testimony from two other people at River Point that said those lakeside condos was worth a lot more, and this is a lakeside condo.
Can you go to the map on that?
Didn't we have that testimony? But there it is.
Even he said so.
Yeah.
That it was worth more. I would accept a motion.
I move that regarding BOE number ending in 0116, we deny his request.
I'll say it.
Is that the BOE number, girls?
Yes.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the request of BOE number 0116. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Boy, I tell you, I'm sick about that one personally. Yeah. 245-0378, Mary Butler.
I would like to say something in that behalf. When Mary Butler said she'd give the property away at a dollar, I believe her testimony was flawed at that point.
Flawed?
Yes, because she tried to present a value, but then she said she would give it away for a dollar. Didn't she say that, or am I?
I didn't think she'd give it away. She'd sell it for a dollar.
All right.
Well, she said she'd sell it for. She said she'd take $1,000 if she would offer, and she has it listed for $8,000. The properties next to her are listed for $7,000. She said, that, or at least that's what I wrote down.
And not to say nothing against the testimony, but she's the one that said it. And she had given $60,000.
I wouldn't have a problem whatsoever going through some of them sales and separating lakefront and non-lakefront.
You're talking about at subdivision?
At the Emerald Point subdivision. Because I think we just included, we lumped all the sales in.
I do believe some of the people are still waiting on, but they will receive their amenities that they're talking about, the paved streets, the sewer, and the electric, and the whole deal.
She's never sorry.
And I think that's why we didn't hear. You know, we've heard from a lot, but let me tell you, there's a lot out there. We haven't heard from 2 or 3% of the lots out there. And I will have to say in Emerald Point, the biggest majority we've heard from paid considerable more than we have valued their lots at, which shows a reflection of the downturn in the market that I have told you guys before. And we, as revealed on paper, it's not real illustrated in current times, but if you look at past assessments and what they paid and what we've got them valued at now, you'll see a 30 to 40% downturn.
We got no answer on Mr. and Mrs. Grun, which was a 3:30 appointment. Next week, can we try them again or to reschedule them if we have cancellations to
Christy
stick to
them? Christy will take care of that tomorrow.
What?
Christy will take care of that tomorrow while she's here.
Well, she's going to be here. I'll work with her. All right. Now, for the $64,000 question, we need to be thinking about the one political subdivision where we're setting properties at $3 and at $250. That's a lot of disparity.
I believe it all falls in what they originally bought. There's a lot of disparity in about, there's about three or four different styles there.
Now, I'm talking about same square footage, same bedrooms. Just, I think we need to be thinking about that. I just...
Oh, you're, now you've moved on.
I'm back onto your spot.
You're back on the river
bend. I think if you look at the two condos we lowered $250, you'll see that they paid between $3 and $315. The condos we lowered to $300 and the other one at $330, you'll see that they paid $380 to $350 for those condos. There was a little difference in the condo the purchase
should it,
price.
Should it matter what they paid, though? Or
the Bart Tishner told me there was a set of condos, I talked to him about that, in Camden, Missouri, that they've allowed and set values first floor, second floor, third floor. The market was there for the view, and that they did that in the same condominium building. I could not believe they did it, but he told me the case.
Yeah.
Same square footage, same.
James area. Quotes
Bart Tishner.
State
but
Tax Commission.
Asked, that's why I think that's why I asked that guy if he had Lakeview, and he said he had Lakeview. I mean, it's not.
Well, but if you look at the building, you'd have to look out like this to see it. He was between. Can we go to that? No, we'll do that later. I just
and you
want to plant
remember
that
there
seat.
Too, where they've got the single building. You have areas in Riverbend Place that's not finished, that the curb and gutter streets are ripped up. I mean, they got a street to get to their condo, but you've got the other areas that sold for $350,000 and $400,000 that is immaculate.
We don't need to revisit any of it. Everybody, I mean, we...
Everybody's been happy.
Yeah, we voted.
Can we close up
happy.
For today?
I'm ready about an hour and a half ago.
Ladies, let's close up for the day. Until tomorrow morning. Do you want to be here at 8 or 9?
Chris, you'll be here early and get coffee on.
All right, BOE, we will stand in recess for BOE until 1 o'clock Monday.